You know, my goal is to really be a steward of our environment in Howard County, but also to support our agricultural community. And we introduced a map that we believe does that. The county council made some changes to it that I disagreed with. So I issued today my first veto in the 6 years that I've been county executive. I'm optimistic that we will press the restart button and come up with a better map that accomplishes our goals.
What is the biggest point that separates you and the council on this issue?
Well, the council did not include properties in an area that would limit the amount of development that would take place. I felt stronger about limiting development in the rural part of our county. The sprawl development that we've had hurts the ability to continue to farm viably, and I want us to be able to continue to support our agricultural community. So we had some differences on what the map looks like, and I'm hopeful that we can start over.
You said the first time in 6 years that you've actually vetoed a bill coming out of the council. How significant is that, that this issue is the first time that that's happened?
Well, I feel very strongly about supporting our environment in Maryland and certainly here in Howard County, and also balancing that with supporting successful farms. And so this is an issue I feel very strongly about. I chaired our zoning board for 4 years. I'm very passionate about it. I think we can do better when it comes to the Chesapeake Bay and to support farming. That's why I issued the veto.
Where does it go from here now?
Well, it's back in the county council's hands. We have no map as of now, but under state law, we need a map that lays out our growth. So it's back in the council's laps, and I'm hoping we can work together on a better solution.